opioid problem. And after victories last night, the NHL's Penguins and Ducks are advancing in the playoffs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:01. It is 58 degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Friday, there will be a 30% chance of showers with a high of 58. And then the showers come in Friday night, and your Saturday looks pretty much like a washout. There will be rain, likely, high near 55. Chance of precipitation, 90%. And there will be between 1 and 2 inches of rain. And then for Mother's Day, the rain starts to clear out. A chance of showers in the morning, 50%. And by Monday, when it's back to work and back to school, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 67. And yes, I know you hate this song, Jim Thatch.
How many times are we going to play this song?
I'll tell you why.
The new breed were crazy with Rod, Keneal, and Casey. The Amazons were the brand new kids in town. From the polo grounds to...
What, did they win a game or something?
They played the game their way.
No, it's our Tuesday program.
All right, well, good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. We'll get Jennifer's explanation of why she plays this song incessantly. Momentarily. It's the Library Show, starring the aforementioned Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Am I being drowned out? On today's show, we'll talk about the 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day, coming up on June 3rd. A week after that, on June 10th, will be the... This song's just wrecking me. A week after that, on June 10th, we'll have the annual HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We'll fill you in on that as well. Jennifer doesn't suffer from insanity. She enjoys every minute of it. Summer reading clubs, summer concert series, upcoming programs, and more. On today's Library Show, okay, tell us all why we played that annoyingly cloying song.
Okay, it's actually two reasons. One, because I like it. Number two, because on Tuesday we're talking baseball with Dr. James Kane.
This Tuesday coming up?
At the Headquarters Library, Tuesday, May 16th. Dr. Kane will lead a discussion of local teams and look back with slides at the old Brooklyn Dodgers, the Boys of Summer, and the 1961 New York Yankees of Mickey Mantle. So, I should have played the Yankee talking baseball, but I just didn't have the heart.
Oh, so you played a Mets song for a bit. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's talking Mets. He's not talking any team in particular, is he?
Well,
talking about the...
The Dodgers, more...
The Boys of Summer, etc., right?
Yes. And that's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, May 16th at the Headquarters Library. And there is still plenty of room, so feel free to drop in. So annoying you was just a nice little side effect of that.
Well, mission accomplished, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay, we have some programs coming up this week.
We have one this afternoon.
We do.
For tweens. For students
tell me about it.
1 through 4.
Maybe
Bugs.
I want to go. I'm a tween. 50 and 60.
Right. It's Bugs, a mad science workshop from 4 to 5 today. Come learn about insects and their fabulous flying abilities, their unique eyesight, and the way they defend themselves against predators. That's at the headquarters library. And since we're having staff day in the meeting room tomorrow morning, I really hope the presenter takes all the bugs with him. And doesn't leave any for us.
Not a big bug fan, huh?
Yeah.
I've got a program next Tuesday. If you're not into baseball, go to the South County Branch Library, Jennifer. J.A. Thornberry, author of Merlin's Sister, will show pictures and discuss landscapes and edifices from post-Roman times in a program titled King Arthur's Britain. This program will be held in conjunction with the South County Branch Book Group's discussion of Mark Twain's A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Registration is limited for this South County Branch program because South County Branch is not very big.
No, it's just the right size.
So if you'd like to hear J.A. Thornberry talk about King Arthur's Britain or discuss A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. I've never read that book. Is it good?
I've never read it either.
Really?
Really.
Why?
I'm ill-read in the classics.
Are you not a Twain person? I've read Life on the Mississippi. Haven't read Life on the Mississippi?
No, I've read Mark Twain, and I always wish Becky Thatcher would show up to paint my fence, let me tell you.
Well, Becky Thatcher wasn't she wouldn't have been duped like that by Tom Sawyer. It was all his friends and stuff.
I know.
You didn't read Tom Sawyer either, obviously.
No, I really didn't.
Did you ever read so Mark Twain's just not your cup of tea? It's not set in New York, for one.
No, I tell you, I'm just very ill-read in the classics.
It's not a murder mystery or whatever you like. Just
anyway,
ill-read in the classics, huh?
Enough
about that. Okay, if you would like to attend, registration, I said, is limited, so call 609-773-0032 to register to join J.A. Thornberry on Tuesday, May 16th at the South County Branch Library to talk about King Arthur's Britain.
And Wednesday, we have many things going on at both libraries. The North County Branch Library, we have a new teen librarian, Amy, and she has created...
How's she working out?
Very well, let me tell you. She's created a scavenger hunt and craft for students in grades 1 through 5.
Well, that sounds good.
How well do you know your library? Explore the library in a new way during our scavenger hunt and make a zany bookmark or a fancy fabric-covered pen. That's Wednesday, May 17th at 4 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Call 730-6834 for more information and to register. And that evening at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., we're going to have the next meeting of our English conversation group. Practice speaking English with others. All languages are welcome. And, wait, there's more. At the headquarters library, we will be welcoming David Aaron and his quartet, who will be playing Broadway show tunes, jazz, swing, and favorite dance music. And David's given several lectures at the library and has brought his quartet or trio several times. He leads a big band and several small bands, and he also has a lot of good stories that he will talk about during his concert.
It's always good when the musicians give backstories. I really enjoy that, and a lot of the groups that we do book at the library give more, not just the music, but the history behind the music, which I think our audiences really enjoy.
And he knows a lot, he knew a lot of people in the 50s and 60s in the business.
How's our level? Is it low?
No, it was going over red for a while.
Okay, we're good. You have strategically blocked this week. Nice job. I can't see it.
Thanks. Very good. So do we have anything else next week?
We could just mention next Thursday real quickly. We'll mention again next week, but next Thursday night we'll give you a week to prepare in case you just are over the moon about flute and piano duos, especially ones that play music from the 19th and 20th century composers. We're talking about Susan Graham, flautist, and Carol Ann Maturnick, pianist. Carol Ann is a graduate of the Royal Conservatoire of Music in Toronto, Jennifer. During her teenage years, she was a featured piano soloist with the CBC Rated. Isn't she the woman that used to do the four-hand piano with her husband?
Possibly.
I think she was.
Was she?
Playing concertos with such notable conductors as Dr. Boyd Neal. Sure it's not Neal Boyd? Doesn't that sound backwards?
It does, but...
Susan Graham graduated from the Peabody Conservatoire of Music and the Mason Gross School of Arts. And that's, is that Rutgers, Mason Gross?
I think so.
She has been performing for the past 25 years, both as a soloist...
But it sounds much better than Rutgers, doesn't it?
...member of the Monmouth Symphony and the Orchestra of St. Peter's by the Sea. And is a founding member of the early music group Ensemble Leonarda. So these are two fine classical performers, the duet of piano and flute, Thursday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, free and open to the public. If you'd like to reserve a seat, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner. You can reserve a seat that way. You can also see all of the other programs we're offering coming up. There's flyers of each right there that you can check it out and pick and choose which programs you'd like to see. We have a lot coming up in May.
And if you're not a huge fan of flute music, but who isn't, you could come see Hacksaw Ridge at the Headquarters Library at 6 p.m. A World War II medic becomes the first man in American history to receive the Medal of Honor without firing a shot. A gripping wartime tribute to faith, valor, and courage.
Sounds really good, and when it came out in the previews, I really wanted to see it. Still haven't seen it.
So you should go to the Headquarters Library next Thursday night. And if you can't make that, we'll be reshowing it Saturday, May 20th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And while we're talking about this week at the library, just a quick reminder, the Headquarters Library will be closed tomorrow, May 12th, between 9 and 1 p.m., for staff day, and the headquarters, the North County and South County branch libraries will be opening at 1:30 tomorrow so that our staff can get together. So what would you like to talk about for the next 4 minutes?
Why don't we talk about Community Day, Jennifer?
Why don't you
I mentioned
talk
at
about
the top of the show. Huntington County Community Day is coming up quick. This is the fourth annual Huntington County Community Day, hosted by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, with major sponsors being Huntington Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's, the Cultural and Heritage Commission, and the County of Huntington. So this Community Day is Saturday, June 3rd, 2017, at the County Fairgrounds, which is South County Park, located at 1270 Route 179 in Ringo's. It's fun for the whole family, Jennifer. Petting zoo, pony rides, vendors, reptile show, food, games, music, and much, much more. There's a Community Day shred event as well from 11 to 3. There's a tethered balloon ride, and much more. The timing is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I know for a fact that Marshall's Dixieland Band will be there performing.
There'll be
a square dancing demonstration by the Flutter Wheels. Another band will be there performing all afternoon. I can't remember their name off the top of my head.
Yeah, I ran into Warren Fuckleitner last week.
Did you?
And he will not be performing, unfortunately, but Dan Butt will be performing in his place.
So that's the they're going to be playing right at the entrance, so people come in, they kind of get right in the festive mood right away with that fine Dixieland music. And hopefully the weather for that weekend won't be like the weather for this Saturday.
No, I predict this will be the last Saturday it will rain all summer.
It's got to be the weekend where I couldn't have it rain, Jennifer. The one weekend. Well, I guess if I could stomach it this weekend, maybe all of our outdoor concerts. Because my daughter's graduating.
I know.
But luckily, it's indoors.
But is it like if you get married and it rains on your wedding day?
No, that's
to be
all
good luck?
Just to make the bride feel better. Rain is just no good in any kind of event like that. Did it rain on your wedding day?
No, it rained the entire week before, and my reception was outside. And
it was muddy.
It was not muddy. It was a miracle. And when they came to put up the tents, we rented them from Fusco's, and he said, do you want the sides on the tents? Because we're opening a golf course tomorrow. We can't come put the sides on tomorrow. And I said, no, it's going to be beautiful and sunny.
And
as it was pouring rain, and it was beautiful and sunny.
Oh. So there's no story here. Everything worked out beautifully.
It did.
I was looking for some trials or tribulations.
No, but I was positive for the last time in my life.
So that's good. Yeah, then what changed there, Jennifer?
I said I do the next day. All right, so shall we go to our first commercial
break? Sure.
We will come back with Today in History, and then we have a little certain horse race to recap. Now you're reading your phone.
I thought you were going to commercial. I'm sorry.
We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade. Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at hunterdonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry. Starring? Do I ever say starring? But Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Well, it is starring Jennifer Winberry.
And Jim Thatch.
It's time every week. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be May 11th. Actually, a question for trivia last night, because it was May 10th, I go, what country in the world celebrates Mother's Day on May 10th? Do you have an answer for me?
Is it England?
Okay.
UK?
Oh, UK. I thought you said okay.
I did say okay, but is it the UK?
No. Mexico. Mexico. Our neighbors to the south, Jennifer. So I'll ask her questions about events that happened on today, May 11th, and also some people who were born or who have died on May 11th in years past to see how much Jennifer knows about May 11th. Okay, Jennifer, in 1858 on May 11th, what is admitted as the 32nd U.S. state? 32nd. 3-2.
Oklahoma.
Incorrect. A little more north. See if we can get you there. North.
North Dakota.
East.
Minnesota.
Correct. Very good. 1949, Jennifer.
Stop shouting.
Am I shouting? Why?
I don't know why you're shouting.
Why, is it going into the red?
Yeah.
I'm just talking. I got my mouth a hand's length from the microphone.
Okay.
Stop shouting. I'm trying to be effusive here. I'm trying to sell this.
Okay.
You're getting grumpy all of a sudden. What's the matter
grumpy
over there? In 1949, Jennifer, Siam officially changes its name to what for the second time? The name has been in use since 1939, but was reverted in 1945. Siam, what is it now called?
Thailand.
Very good.
Thank you.
Why did you take so long to answer?
Because I was shutting off.
1997, Jennifer, who defeats Garry Kasparov in the last game of a rematch?
1977?
1997.
97, the last game of a rematch?
Yeah.
What?
Who defeats Garry Kasparov in the last game of a rematch? Garry Kasparov is obviously a chess champion, Jennifer. No?
Yeah, I don't know. The computer.
Very good. What's the name of the computer?
Tal's the only computer I know.
Deep Blue. Uh-huh. The chess-playing supercomputer. Very good. You knew it was a computer. I thought you'd say Bobby Fischer or somebody.
No.
You know Bobby Fischer.
He'd be pretty old by now.
I don't even know if he's alive or dead. That'd be let's not get dragged down with Bobby Fischer. 1888, Jennifer, let's hear some people who were born on May 11th. 1888, Irving Berlin.
I knew you were going to ask me this.
Why? You knew it was his birthday?
I did.
How did you know?
It was on Facebook this morning.
Oh.
He's a singer, composer, It was a composer. He didn't really sing. Easter Parade, Annie, Get Your Gun, There's No Business Like Show Business. You want me to say White Christmas?
No, we don't say it. Very good. What was the first one you said? Easter Parade.
Easter Parade.
That's the one you went with. Okay. 1904, Salvador Dali.
He was a Spanish artist. He was most famous for the melting clocks.
Okay, but what was the name of that painting?
Tempest Fugit.
The Persistence of Memory. What's the name of that famous painting? 1912, Foster Brooks was born on May 11th.
Don't know.
Foster Brooks.
I
know him. No, a comedian. Famous for playing a drunk person and was famous for the Dean Martin roast. He'd be that drunk, gray-haired guy. Can you picture him always acting like he's stinking drunk, Foster Brooks?
Still a good name
for your mom. If your mom is listening, she would know exactly who I'm talking about.
She wasn't a big TV person.
No?
No.
So even growing up, you didn't have a TV?
We had a TV. We just didn't watch a lot of it.
What would you watch? The moon landing and then...
baseball games.
Okay, see? Well, that's something. Good family entertainment. 1941, Eric Burdon was born.
Eric Burdon?
Yes.
Is he a musician?
Yes.
A rock musician?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first thing that flashed through my mind was Fleetwood Mac.
No.
I don't know.
Lead singer of the Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
Yes.
Do you know that song? And then finally, 1959, you're not going to get this one. If you haven't, if you didn't watch TV ever. Martha Quinn.
Did she do the Polident commercials?
That's Martha Ray.
That's Martha Ray. No, I don't.
Martha Quinn was one of the first VJs on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a fan when MTV first came out?
We didn't have cable till.
Oh, okay. We didn't have it till late either. But
she's on. Actually, she does a show on Sirius now.
Does she?
Yeah.
She was one of the original VJs on MTV. And MTV was such a. Right? Didn't MTV impact your life at all? You were a teenager back then?
See, we didn't have cable till I was like after high school almost.
Me too.
Yeah. When we lived in Shrewsbury, a couple of my friends did have cable, and I would watch it there. But
okay.
But we moved here, and I didn't have friends.
What video do you remember from that era?
Money for Nothing.
Oh, yeah? Dire Straits. Okay, and finally, I only have one person who died on the stage, Jennifer. In 1960, John D. Rockefeller.
He was a business mogul. He was Nelson was the vice president of the United States. He was just a New York City business mogul.
What was he known for besides being a filthy rich?
Is Rockefeller Center named after him?
Probably.
I don't know.
Yes, he was a philanthropist, Jennifer. Besides Rockefeller Center, most famous for restoring Colonial Williamsburg, among other things. Him and his wife were both... his father was like the biggest like robber baron of all time. I think there was a little guilt there, so they just gave all the money to do good things to kind of put the family name back into the right, I think.
Very nice.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it, Jennifer.
It was kind of disappointing.
Well, I can't help it.
I woke up today thinking May 11th was going to be an exciting day.
Well, it can be. We could make it exciting. So maybe next year I'll ask you what happened on May 11th, 2017.
Yeah, probably not. All right, so I got a call yesterday from one of our loyal listeners who said, I saw a quiz in the New York Times. How well do you know your Kentucky Derby history?
Oh, okay.
So
I think I know pretty well.
Let's see.
Oh, by the way, we should recap the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yes, we should recap the
Kentucky. I was way off on my predictions.
You certainly were.
But it's not my fault, Jennifer. The track came up very muddy. It was sunny out, but the track was very muddy and sloppy. And the winner, always dreaming. I still don't know how they didn't catch him. He came home very slow. He went too fast early, and they came home very slow, but the horses behind him were just spinning their wheels. Like McCracken and Gunavera all put in big runs, and then for some reason just inexplicably just stopped running and let this horse pull away at the end. So it was interesting. I don't know. Maybe he has a shot. The Preakness, the sloppy track, you just don't know What horses didn't like it, what horses were compromised. It's handicapping horse racing is hard enough as it is, and to throw another variable in there, like an off track, which most of these horses have never even run on, just makes it that much harder.
Okay, then.
That's my excuse.
Okay.
I know who's going to win the Preakness, by the way.
Who's going to win the Preakness?
Well, should we wait for our Preakness show next week?
Yeah, next week is the Preakness show?
Yes.
Let me make a note.
Okay, what about this Derby quiz I've heard so much about?
This is from the New York Times, and it's How Well Do You Know Your Kentucky Derby? It was created by Jim Luttrell and Phil Coffin.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Thanks, fellas.
Eight questions. This famous photograph called The Fighting Finish.
Can I see it from here? Oh, Broker's Tip.
Shows why the jockeys became the story of the 1933 Derby as much as Head Play left and Broker's Tip. What made Broker's Tip a rarity?
Broker's Tip won the race. He was a maiden, Jennifer. He had never won a race. In fact, he might have never. That might have been the only race he ever won.
That is one of the choices, and that is correct. Broker's Tip won only once in his 14 career starts, kind of like some of the Mets pitchers. It was a big one and a controversial one. As the horses headed down the home stretch, Head Play began to drift, and Don Mead, the 18-year-old rider, tried to push him away. That prompted Herb Fisher to grab Broker's Tip's saddle. Pushing and grabbing continued to the finish. Reporters said that Fisher had hit Mead in the face with a whip after they crossed the line, and the two continued to fight in the jockey's room. Both were subsequently suspended. As for the race, in a time before photo finishes, Broker's Tip was named the winner by a nose. Fisher, who called foul, was disallowed, swore until the death that Head Play had crossed the line first. Okay, another picture.
Another picture. Okay, I can't really see that, but it's a question.
In 1957, Gallant Man had cleared.
It's the Iron Liege race?
Yes, and a full head of steam to track down the upset-minded Iron Liege. But the veteran jockey on Gallant Man mistook the 16th pole for the finish line and briefly stood up in the irons, allowing Iron Liege to hang on.
I know the answer.
For the nose victory. Who was the jockey?
Willie Shoemaker, the greatest jockey probably of all time, made a huge mistake in the Kentucky Derby.
Shoemaker said the horse had taken a bad step, but he later admitted his mistake. The track steward suspended him for 15 days, but Ralph Lowe, Gallant Man's owner, gave Shoemaker a new car and kept him on for future horse races. Years later, Shoemaker funded a sportsmanship award at Texas Christian University in Lowe's name. That June, Gallant Man and Shoemaker won the Belmont Stakes in a then-record time. With a field of up to 20 horses, the Derby is often decided by racing.
Oh, that's my favorite Derby right there, 1987. Ali Sheba over Beth Twice.
It was decided by a horse's having enough athleticism to overcome bad luck. When the leader veered out down the stretch, this colt clipped heels with the front runner, stumbled badly, and nearly unseated its rider. Instead, the colt recovered and rallied to win. It was not Bet Twice.
Ali Sheba.
Oh, Ali Sheba, I see.
Ali Sheba beat Bet Twice.
I see.
And then beat him again in the Preakness, and then Bet Twice turned the tables and won the Belmont Stakes by 14 lengths to deny Ali Sheba the Triple Crown.
Are you sure you didn't read this?
No, Bet Twice was my favorite horse. He's from Monmouth Park.
I see.
Craig Perrett in the irons. I can tell you everything you would ever want to know about Bet Twice.
You already have. Affirmed won the Triple Crown in 1978, edging Aladar in each memorable duel. But what is the name of that number 9 horse in the right on the rail who finished third place? Believe It, Darby Creek Road, A Sensitive Prince, or General Assembly?
It's not General Assembly. I don't know. Believe It.
That is correct. Number 5. Don Rail was a 91-1 shot in 1913 when he set a then-track record and returned what is still the Derby record, $184.90 for a $2 wager to win. Paramutual wagering had been introduced at Churchill Downs just 5 years earlier, and Donnerail's victory is largely credited with popularizing that form of gambling. Which horse was the second biggest long shot to win when he went off at 50-1 in 2009?
Mine That Bird.
That is correct.
Calvin Burrell in the irons. And I don't think that horse ever won again. There's a movie about him called 50 to 1 that you can, I don't think we have it in our collections. It's a little bit of an obscure movie.
This one was a little tricky. Giacomo also went off at 50 to 1 in 1950.
Giacomo.
Only three fillies, we did this already. Only three fillies have won the Kentucky Derby. Which of the three had the same sire as the Great Affirmed? Regret, Genuine Risk, Winning Colors, or Rachel Alexandra?
Rachel Alexandra did not win the Kentucky Derby. Genuine Risk, and what was the other one?
Winning Colors and Regret.
Genuine Risk.
Yeah, that is correct. They were both sired by Exclusive Native. Genuine Risk went on to finish second in both the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. The jockey Bobby Ursary celebrated winning the Derby abroad aboard Dancer's Image in 1968.
He was disqualified. Drugs. Is that one of the choices?
It is. They found the anti-inflammatory drug known as Bute in his system. And the last question.
Ooh, I've got them all right so far?
No.
I missed one?
You missed 1987.
No, I said Ali Sheba.
Oh, you said Ali Sheba. I clicked the wrong one.
Yes.
Yes, you have gotten them all correct. So.
And now I'm jinxed myself. I'm going to miss this one.
The 1979 Derby was dominated by Spectacular Bid, but it was also the Animal House Derby in the Nothing Is Over Until We Say It Is sense. Which maiden pictured fifth on the first turn above became known for his funny yet frightening last place finish?
Oh, good. I am going to miss this. What are the names?
Demons Be Gone.
No, it's definitely not Demons Be Gone.
Shamgo, King Celebrity, or Great Redeemer?
Oh, good Lord.
Not one of the choices.
What was the third one you said?
King Celebrity.
Go Shamgo.
No.
King Celebrity.
Lotta Gold finished, that wasn't one of the choices, some 22 lengths behind the Great Spectacular Bid. Once he crossed the finish line, photographers and some reporters began rushing up the track. Great Redeemer was still another 25 lengths behind. Lotta Gold.
Great Redeemer.
Yes.
So he got pulled up. He got eased. That happens all the time in horse racing.
Yes.
Why was it so funny that a horse got beat?
I guess
so badly?
Because everybody thought the race was over.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't.
Interesting.
So you did very well.
Thank you. I know horse racing, Jennifer.
You do.
Even if I don't pick them all right, well, but that's the beauty of horse racing. It's hard to do.
That's right.
If it was so easy, well, I'd be rich.
So we have some new DVDs added. The library this May.
I had one more trivia question.
Oh,
if you
sorry.
Wanted.
Go ahead. Yes, please.
So I know the trivia. I'm going to give you the big question from last night. See if you can do it.
Okay.
Remember last week I asked you about objects in the solar system.
Yes, and Jeremiah was screaming madly.
Yes, I know. Okay. I can't remember one of them, but if you said it, I would remember. Okay, Jennifer, nine actors, male actors, have won at least two Best Actor Oscars. Name five of them. Not supporting actor, nothing. Best actor. Only nine have won two or more. Can you name five of them?
Jimmy Stewart.
Incorrect.
Nope.
That's a good guess, though. I would.
Dustin Hoffman.
Correct. That's one.
Tom Hanks.
That is two.
We can't have dead air. Sing or something.
Sing? Sure. Okay.
Are they modern day? Or
no, some are older. One you'll never get.
Who will I never get?
Frederick March.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in The Best Years of Our Lives. That was one. I don't know what the other one he won for.
How about Humphrey Bogart?
Not Humphrey Bogart, believe it
so.
Or not.
And I wouldn't think
back in that era, though, Humphrey Bogart's era, another big actor from that year. Actually, two actors.
Not Cary Grant.
No. Married to Katharine Hepburn? No. The other one was in Pride of the Yankees and High Noon.
John Wayne?
No.
No. We talked about Pride of the Yankees.
Or was it Sergeant York was he in?
I don't know, and as soon as you tell me, I'll know.
Well, Spencer Tracy was married to Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, yes, of course.
Gary Cooper. Okay, and then the other ones are kind of modern day. The one was in the 70s, big picture of all the guys like it in the 70s. Like the man's favorite movie. Very quotable. You always getting guys quoting from this movie. From the 1970s.
The only one I can think of is Blazing Saddles.
No, not a comedy. It was a drama.
A drama.
It had a sequel that also won Best Picture.
Top Gun? No.
The Godfather.
Oh.
Marlon Brando was one.
It threw me off with a guy's movie.
Right, isn't it all guys like that? Okay, the other guy was... it's been in a million movies.
I was going to say Harrison Ford, but I don't think he ever won Best
Actor.
No,
he was in A Few Good Men, The Shining.
Jack Nicholson?
Yes, Jack Nicholson. And then the other guy, I think he won for Milk, was one. Oh, Mystic River. He was married to Madonna.
Oh, Sean Penn.
Yes.
Really?
Correct.
He really, Sean Penn won
he
two.
Wants, he has won two.
I would have never gotten that
actor
one.
Oscars. And that's it. I can't remember the ninth person off the top of my head. But you didn't say it either, so. So well, you would have struggled with that one last time. Most teams did, actually. Most teams could get four, but not five. I thought that wasn't going to be too tough.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Are you going to about to tell me about new DVDs? Do we have to go to a commercial break at any point here?
A quarter of we do.
It's like a marathon radio show.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, that's right. Daniel Day-Lewis. Yes. How did I forget him?
And the women.
And I know what he won for. He won for Lincoln and for My Left Foot, I believe.
And There Will Be Blood. He won three.
Oh, he's won three?
Yeah. The actresses were Katharine Hepburn, Meryl Streep, Ingrid Bergman, Betty Davis. Oh, Jack Lemmon only won one. Jane Fonda. Gary Cooper. Olivia de Havilland. Frederick Marsh was for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in The Best Years of Our Lives. Elizabeth Taylor, Sally Field, Vivian Leigh. Is this Louis Rainer here?
Who's that?
He was in The Great Ziegfeld and The Good Earth. And then Hilary Swank. So how
Good Earth.
That?
What was The Good Earth about again?
That was a Pearl Buck.
Yes.
I don't know what it was.
Where's Pearl Buck from?
Doylestown.
I know. Or not quite Doylestown, but somewhere near there. It's
yeah.
A town on the way out to Sellersville. We always go to the, when we go to that Sellersville theater, we drive through the, whatever the name of that town is, I forget. It's not Limerick or something, is it?
There is a town, Limerick. Got that. Limerick Pike.
It might be Limerick. We don't have to look it up now. It's Pearl
Buck. I'm curious.
Well,
I'm curious. It's like a library kind of question.
No one's mentioned Pearl Buck on a radio show in 40 years.
No, they did.
And here we're looking her up?
Because they found a manuscript that she had written.
Oh, yeah? Was it good? Isn't this the Harper Lee thing all over again?
No, it's not Harper Lee. It's a real one. It's a real thing.
Oh, the Harper Lee one wasn't real, you're saying?
Well, no, it was, but there was always a question.
Did Truman Capote really write To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You think he did?
I don't know.
I'm trying to spur a conversation here, Jennifer.
Oh, it just says Southern Pennsylvania. It doesn't say. I don't know. I don't.
You should have Googled Pearl Buck House. It would tell you when, because that's you can visit her.
Oh, I thought that, but I thought that was
home.
In Doylestown. It's not.
No.
But anyway, they found a.
Well, Jennifer's looking at it. Let me tell you about the HCL Outdoor Art Show. And now, let me tell you about Build a Better World. 11th annual.
Perkasy.
What?
Perkasy.
Perkasy?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
So can we get back to the DVDs now that I'm so fast?
Never. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. We've added some new DVDs to the collection in May.
That better be good. I'm bored already.
We have Big Santa, Bad Santa 2.
I haven't seen it, but I don't recommend it.
And we have Hidden Figures.
I recommend that movie. That was very good.
La La Land.
I recommend that movie, too.
Lion.
I haven't seen that yet.
Live by Night.
No.
Did you see that?
No.
You should see it.
Never heard of it.
It's good. It's set in the early...
Of course, the one you've seen is one I've never heard of.
It was a Dennis Lehane book. It was set in the early 1920s, early 20th century. It starts out with the Irish gangs versus the Italian gangs in Boston. And it moves down to Florida, and the setting is really good.
I was reading about the draft riot of 1863 in New York City. Oh, my God. What the heck? Did you know anything about that?
It was really ugly.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. Nobody fought fairly any.
No, it was because all the military was off at Gettysburg, so these people didn't want to be drafted, Irishmen mostly, and they rioted for 3 days in New York City. Like, the horrors and the atrocities this mob committed were unthinkable. I can't believe this actually happened in New York City. In the middle of the Civil War, where we were trying to free slaves.
Yes.
Very, very disappointed in your city, Jennifer.
and my race, my nationality, not my race. I also have Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, excellent movie. The best Star Wars movies out of all of them.
Really?
Yes.
We've added some...
not that you'll see it on my recommendation.
Television and movie series. We've added Duck Dynasty, seasons 8,
I've
9,
never
and
seen
10.
That.
No?
No.
The Story of God with Morgan Freeman, Season 2. Victoria, Season 1.
I'm sure Lori has seen that.
DCI Banks, Season 5. I saw your wife this morning.
Again, walking?
Yep.
She's a walking fool.
She walks a lot.
She's got to walk earlier now because she...
Works.
Got to get work earlier.
So if you want to... This list is on our website.
That's all the movie, TV series?
We have a lot of other ones, but you're going to say, why did we get that one? I don't know that one. Why did we get that one? I don't know that one. And it really doesn't
good radio.
It's not really good radio. We got Reality Bites from 1984.
Know what I started watching, which is, I'm torn. It's very complicated, actually. But I got to see what happens now. It's called Westworld. There was an old movie about it. Remember with Yul Brynner way back? But there's a series called Westworld on HBO.
Oh, I've seen previous.
It's very good. It's very complicated, and I'm like...
Well, you're complicated,
like five...
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that, Jennifer. I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in, but I got to see what happens. This can't end well, which is one thing I'm a little worried about, but... I'll let you know how it goes. I'm sure you're...
I'm hanging by the...
What's your opinion of the Old West? This is like a theme park that they made for people that wanted to experience the Old West.
Right.
But it's inhabited by these very realistic computer-like robots that look like human, act like human, whatever, mm-hmm. and you never interact with them. But there's starting to be glitches in these things.
Did you ever go to Wild West City.
When I was very little, I don't really remember much.
I always wanted to go on it. My grandparents took my mail cousins.
Is it still around?
I think it is. I think somebody went recently.
It's a city running wild. I remember the commercial.
Yeah. I always wanted to go.
It's a good idea. I mean, I guess based on Buffalo Bill's popular shows of the late 1800s.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about the Summer Reading Club.
Okay, Jennifer, the 11th annual... The Adult Summer Reading Club has been going for 11 years.
I know.
That's amazing. I would have guessed 3.
No, longer than that, but I wouldn't have guessed.
So what's this club about, Jennifer? The club is an opportunity for adults and teens to celebrate their love of reading. Everyone gets to set their own goals and read what they wish. Anyone from grade 9 through 100 years of age can join the Adult Reading Club at the Hunterdon County Library.
What if you're 101?
Nope. Oh, it says 100 plus.
Okay.
You can either sign up online at hclibrary.us/ASRC. Well, just go to the homepage at our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link for it right on the homepage for you. Or you can stop by the reference desk at the Hunterdon County Library, and they will assist you in joining the Adult Summer Reading Club. The official start date is Friday, May 27th, 2017, and the official end date is Monday, September 4th, Labor Day. There'll be an end-of-the-summer party for all the participants on Thursday, September 17th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12. So this has been very popular.
It's the 7th. Did you misread it, or is it
September 7th.
Oh, I thought you said 17th.
No.
Okay.
2017.
I just want to make sure there wasn't a typo.
No, it's not. There's no typo. Okay. So for more information, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. It's been very popular. It's been growing every year. They have little games that they play along as well, not this year?
They have the Booker Fly, where you cut it out and color it in.
That
and
sounds
take
like
it
a
places.
Game. No? You're not thrilled
about
that?
It's not a puzzle.
That? Do you join, Jennifer? The good thing about this, let me just add before I forget, Jennifer, is you can do a book, and there's a place, a blog, where you can put in book reviews for other members of the reading club to suggest books to them or get suggestions from them for books that you would like to read over the summer. Jennifer tended to read about 70 books over the summer.
Do you remember why I stopped reading? Stopped joining?
Why?
Because you used to call me out.
Because you lied about how many books you read.
No, because you called me out publicly about how many books I read.
No human being can read that many books.
And you used to make fun of me. And yet, I could recite to you what each book was about.
You could recite to me what each was about? I'm sure you could, Jennifer.
And yet,
I'm sure you've read all those books at some time.
Yes.
Are you a speed reader?
I'm not a speed reader.
Some of those books, it was impossible, Jennifer. You had like 30 books in a month.
Yes.
You could read a book a day.
Some days.
Then you're a speed reader.
I'm not a speed reader. I just don't sleep.
Or you're reading very short books.
No.
Or maybe I didn't look at the book titles close enough. Horton Hears a Who and stuff. That's where
you see, this is why I stopped joining. You are the reason. You are the sole reason I no longer belong to the book group.
Why?
Because I don't...
People appreciate your reviews.
No, and I still post them.
Okay. Then you are a part of the book club.
I post pre-pub reviews to give people suggestions.
Good, and I'm sure people love that.
And I do it all year
long.
Can
you like reviews like Facebook?
I don't think so.
They should have that.
So.
Or comment. Can you comment on reviews? Like, thanks,
yes.
Thanks for the tip. This was awesome. Or,
yeah, but they
what
don't.
Are you talking about? Your taste in books is awful.
Right.
Do people ever
but
put
you see,
negative
but
comments?
But you are solely responsible because you would call me out publicly.
Well, you know what? I'll take that because now at least now you're going out and enjoying the weather instead of burying yourself in a book all summer long.
I would sit outside.
You're welcome, Jennifer. I think what you're looking for is thank you.
I would sit outside and read my books all summer long. You ever see my porch?
Well, outside and do something else besides read.
Or I would walk to the park and read there.
The walk into the park is fine, but then go there and, I don't know, play with a dog or something. Something.
Your dog is the only dog that
people watch. Anything.
Well, you read and people watch.
Not at the rate you were reading books. They had no time for anything else. I felt bad. I wanted you to live life, not live the life of Mrs. Marple or whatever.
She was Miss Marple.
Miss Marple. And here comes from the guy that never reads books. Mm-hmm. Jennifer likes mysteries. I like biographies. I'm actually reading a very good biography.
What are you reading?
It's called The Nearest Faraway Place. It's a book about the Beach Boys, really about Brian Wilson, but it's not written by any of the Beach Boys. It's written by this guy who's a very good writer, and it starts back with like his grandparents and how they came to California. What's the matter?
We have to do the quarter of the hour break. The way the studio
we missed it by 3 minutes.
I know.
Okay, we have some commercials to play you, and then we have about 7 minutes of the library show after that.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And Jim Gano will be in 6 minutes to take care of some business. But maybe Jim Thatch would like to talk about the Hunterton Outdoor Art Show.
I would indeed, Jennifer. I couldn't think of anything more. I'd rather bless you. The ACL Outdoor Art Show in Stale, coming up on Saturday, June 10th, 2017, at the Hunterton County Library. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're still accepting artists that would like to enter the art show in Stale. It's always very popular. We have three categories: students, grades 7 through 12, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. We accept all mediums. The entry deadline is Thursday, June 1st, so if you're interested in entering the art show, please go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to an entry form right on the homepage. You can print that out and mail it into us, or you can just stop by the library and pick up an entry form, any of the county libraries. And make sure we get that by Thursday, June 1st. Only the first 75 artists will be accepted. There'll be prizes for best in show, public's choice, and first place in each category. Cash prizes, Jennifer. Valuable cash prizes provided by the Friends of the Hunterton County Library. So how it works is we'll give you a section of snow fence. All the local artists can hang up as much work as they can fit on a 4-foot by 8-foot section of snow fence that will be erected in our lawn under our shade trees. And then Saturday, June 10th, the throng of people will come and browse around, maybe buy some artwork, get to meet the local artists. We'll have music to add to the atmosphere. The Jugtown Mountain String Band will be performing. We'll have food provided, but we'll have refreshments provided by the Kona Ice truck. Will be on hand to dish out there. I never had a Kona Ice, have you?
I have not.
I'll have to try one that day. There's one other thing happening. What am I forgetting? What is it? What are the pictures on that thing? Am I forgetting one other event happening that day?
No.
So just bring, if you want to bring a picnic lunch or something, you can. It's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or just bring a chair, a blanket, and just hang out under this grove of trees. And like I said, rub elbows with some of the fine local artists that we have in this area, which there are a plethora of, Jennifer.
What's the big word?
Why are you staring at
me?
No,
I'm starting to fall asleep.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Maybe you should take the rest of the day off.
And miss the PR meeting?
Yeah.
Never. Uh-huh. You were talking about the Adult Summer Reading Club.
Yes.
We also have a children's summer reading club.
Sure. Tell me about it.
It is for children ages 2 and up. Read and earn prizes all summer. It begins June 19th and it goes through August 31st and Build a Better World. And the services room at headquarters is being decorated for it as we speak. And there will be story time, performers, and tween and teen programs. And to kick it off on Tuesday, June 20th, between 10 a.m. and 12 a.m., I guess 12 p.m., for ages 2 through 6, there will be a construction-themed preschool party at the headquarters library. There will be blocks, Legos, and crafts for all ages, and there will be a special guest Home Depot. There will be a Home Depot craft that will be available only to pre-registered children over age 3 and only those who come with an adult chaperone. So call 788-1432 to register for that.
That sounds good.
And then read all summer. I like that they've started having a kickoff party.
I do too.
That's really good.
That's very good. So what are your plans for this weekend?
I don't know. It's Mother's Day, isn't it?
It is Mother's Day.
What are you doing?
What are you doing for your mom? I guess you can't tell because she might be listening.
She might be listening.
Is he going to have a surprise for her?
Uh-huh.
You will. You just don't know what it is yet? Is
yep,
that what
I'll
you're
be
telling me?
Too. I'm sure I will go over and...
I'm spending the weekend, the lovely rainy weekend in Kutztown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. How come they're graduating on Mother's Day weekend? That sounds inconvenient.
No. It's just how it is. Getting it all done in one weekend.
Is your mother going?
My mother is going.
To the graduation? Very nice.
All my brothers are coming.
Wow.
From Sarasota, Charlotte, and Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's really nice that you guys all go to your niece and nephew's graduation.
Yeah, that was the one thing we kind of do.
That's really nice.
The tentpole things you try to hit. Because otherwise, we'd never see each other ever.
That's nice.
So it's good. And, yeah. So we're... To send the Kutztown, our family tradition is doing a pub crawl, which
Shocking.
Is probably not so wise, the night before graduation.
No, not especially if you include the graduate.
The graduate is included. The graduate's got to show us where to go. So we've done this at Ohio State a few times. We've done this at the University of North Carolina. And now we're doing it at Kutztown.
Now, is graduation Friday?
Graduation is Saturday, Jennifer. Friday is the pub crawl.
So you're taking... Your mother's out to brunch?
No.
Well, that would be nice that your mother will have all her boys there.
She will.
That's very nice.
That's probably the first time on Mother's Day.
You know what?
That's a good point. That's probably the first time she's had all of her children together on Mother's Day since, I'm going to guess, 20 years. Maybe
wow.
more.
That's
25
nice.
Years?
You're not taking them out to brunch, then?
We're going to a very fancy dinner on Saturday night.
Where are you going?
It's called the Glassburn Inn. Do you know the area well?
I don't know Kutztown.
It's near Fogelsville, a little away from Kutztown.
But it's not Mother's Day. That's for graduation.
Well, we're going to combine everything. It's actually my oldest brother's birthday on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So we'll combine all three things on Saturday, that meal on Saturday. And we're eating out on or Friday, too. I don't know. This is a big...
You better
eat. Talking too much about it. All right, Jennifer, it's 11:57.
It's not.
It is.
It is. I don't like sitting. The studio setup is odd because I have to sit with my back to either you or the computer. Well, thank you for calling. Remember, you can. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After he fires James Comey as FBI director, President Trump's deputy press secretary says it doesn't mean Trump is trying to unplug the Russia investigation.
If anything, I think the American people should have more confidence that they don't have somebody who's caught in this crossfire, who's part of this conversation.
And speaking on NBC's Today show, Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she thinks Rod Rosenstein, who wrote the memo justifying Comey's firing, would be a perfect choice to to take over that Russia probe.
You've got an independent individual like the Deputy Attorney General who's been appointed by both Obama and President Trump.
But there's a report that Rosenstein threatened to resign because of the fallout over the firing of Comey. Here's Joe Gomez.
The Washington Post reports that Rosenstein made his resignation threat after White House press officials painted him as the key influence in removing Comey.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because